Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Tabreed's Q2 2014 results presentation. With me today is Jassim Thabet, Tabreed's CEO, and Adrian Kershaw, Tabreed's CFO. On slide three of the presentation is today's agenda. Jassim will begin by taking you through our headline performance and operational achievements in the first half of the year before handing over to Adrian, who will take you through our financial performance. We will then take any questions that you may have. With that, I'll now hand over to Jassim to begin the presentation.
Thank you, Salam. As you may know, we recently completed 15 years of operations, starting out with one plant in Sweihan in Abu Dhabi in 1998. We've grown to 67 plants in five different countries and delivering more than 925,000 tons to our clients. This is equivalent to cooling over 90 Burj Khalifa towers. We have highlighted the environment benefits to you in the past, but I just want to reiterate that Tabreed is a high contributor to the environment. As you know, district cooling is green technology and is 50% more energy efficient compared to the conventional cooling. Our energy efficiencies in 2013 alone directly resulted in a reduction of 1.2 billion kilowatt-hours, which equates to the elimination of 500,000 tons of CO2, which is equivalent to removing 110,000 cars off the street every day. Essentially, there's a lot of benefits to district cooling over conventional cooling. Moving to the next slide. The last few months have seen very busy periods for Tabreed. As you can see from this slide, we have made several announcements on new projects and contracts with our customer. In May, we announced the starting of construction of our new plant in Qatar, West Bay. This will be a 40,000-ton plant when completed, and our third plant in West Bay, and the fourth plant in Qatar. In June, we announced that we've renewed our contract with the UAE Armed Forces, renewing a 20-year contract. We also announced that we signed a contract with the UAE University in City of Al Ain in Abu Dhabi to provide 17,500 tons and provide cooling to additional new projects which are under construction. The latest announcement we made earlier this month was the acquisition of district cooling plant in Al Maryah Island in the new heart of Abu Dhabi, together with Mubadala Infrastructure Partners. The plant has over 43,000 cooling tons of connected capacity, and the investment in the plant has been reflected in our Q2 results. Moving to the next slide six. I'm pleased to report strong, consistent results for Q2, with net profit increasing by over 14% for the same period last year to reach 90.4 million dirhams. Tabreed continues to show positive financial growth, showing momentum and stability in its earnings and creating value for its shareholders. Adrian will take you through the details of the Q2 results later in the presentation. The strong, consistent results are based on the stable foundations of our core chilled water business. The company has always stated its intention to focus on this sector, and the results demonstrate that the transformation to utility infrastructure business is complete, with the benefits of stable earnings and higher margins. We have frequently highlighted the quality, stability, and consistency of our earnings, guaranteed by the long-term stable price certain contracts. At the end of the second quarter, 39% of our UAE capacity was contracted with government entities. This resulted in strong cash flows, enabled Tabreed to continue to meet its debt repayment obligations and reduce leverage. In summary, Tabreed of today is low risk, stable utility infrastructure business with strong and steady cash flows. Lastly, as you know, we are well-positioned for growth. In 2011, we finished building the plants. In 2012, we connected the customers to the plants, and 2013 is all about collecting the cash. So far this year, we have had a period of consolidation and execution of acquisitions. Moving to slide seven, the operational highlights. The foundation of this strong, steady financial performance is better understood by looking at our operations. And here we are showing the evolution of Tabreed over the past 4 years, from a business in development to a mature, stable utility infrastructure business. The top two graphs show how we've added 13 plants in the past 3 years, increasing new connections to existing plants and growing connected capacity on an average 13% per year. This results in an increase in chilled water revenue, and as we benefit from the economies of scale and higher focus on chilled water business, the EBITDA margins has grown and stabilized. Our continued strategy on focus on chilled water business enables us to achieve healthy and sustainable results, as you would expect from a stable utility infrastructure business. This is underpinned by the long-term, stable, price-certain and 25-year contracts. Now let me ask Adrian to take us through the financial details in more detail.
Thank you, Justin. As Justin mentioned, the Tabreed today is all about the stability of earnings, predictable revenue streams and dependable profits. This has been a consistent message throughout the last few years. In respect of Q2 2014, I just want to highlight three things. One, the core chilled water revenue has increased 12.8 million or 5% compared to Q2 2013, driven by a continuous focus on the core business and new connections. The finance costs reduced by 4.2 million, driven lower by the EIBOR rate and also the repayment of external debt during the past 12 months. Associates continue to do well with a 27% increase compared to the same period last year. As you saw earlier, we announced expansion plans in Qatar, and this quarter we're seeing the good returns from our investment in Saudi Tabreed. We'll now take a look at the balance sheet on the next slide. As you would expect from a stable utility infrastructure business, the balance sheet has not changed materially over the last 6 months. The three key changes are the joint ventures. As mentioned on page 5, we acquired the Almaria Island plant through an investment in a new joint venture. Our receivables have increased, and this is mainly a factor of the seasonality impact on our revenue. In the summer months, usage is much higher than the winter months, and therefore our revenues increase likewise. And finally, the debt. As you can see, we've repaid 256 million of debt in the last 6 months. And this shows with the company's strong cash flow generation ability, leverage continues to be decreased as we continue to repay our facilities. In summary, Tabreed's strong, robust balance sheet positions us well for further growth. If we now turn to slide 10, we can look at the cash flow statement. This slide shows the high-level cash flow for the first half of 2014, and is the final piece of the transformation for Tabreed since the recapitalization was announced in 2010. As Justin mentioned, by the end of 2011, we'd largely completed the construction of the plants. By the end of 2012, we connected the customers. And now, as you can see, 2013 and 2014, we are generating the cash. And we're now beginning to invest that into the new growth. All of the above is in line with Tabreed's strategy and with the recapitalization plan announced back in 2010. Turning to slide 10, we'll now take a closer look at our core chilled water business. You know, again, as Jasim has already mentioned, and as you can see in the top left, our growth capacity shows a healthy 13% annual growth since 2011. 75% of our growth capacity is located in the UAE. The capacity numbers this quarter include the capacity for the new Al Mariana plant, just acquired of 43,000 tonnes. Our core chilled water business continues to perform well and contributes 92% of our total revenue. While we've seen an annualized growth in revenue of just 1% since 2011, our profit from operation has increased at an annualized 10% since 2011. This is driven by our focus on the core chilled water business and the benefits we experience from the economies of scale. In the bottom right, you can see our chilled water business results broken down by location. The gross profit margin for the UAE business is 49%, and profit from operations now stand at 96.2 million dirhams. Outside of the UAE, Qatar is still our most profitable country, performing well this year, connecting nearly 17,000 tonnes since Q2 2013 and delivering half of the results of associates. The non-UAE operations are still in their early stages. However, we see significant growth prospects. The size of these markets, combined with substantial population growth, drives real estate development in high-density areas. The power supply constraints in these markets present key opportunities for district cooling. In summary, we have a utility infrastructure business performance with long-term, price-certain, stable contracts enabling us to deliver steady and sustainable results with the opportunity to benefit from the real estate market growth. Let me now pass you back to Justin to conclude.
Thanks, Adrian. We had a strong second quarter this year and continue to be optimistic about the future. We believe that the region outlook is positive and the GCC governments continue to invest in the national infrastructure. This will drive significant demand for Tabreed services. More than any time in history, Tabreed now has the financial strength and operational expertise to take advantage of these growth opportunities when they arise. That concludes our presentation for today, and we'll now take any questions you may have.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That's star one to ask a question or make a comment. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question or make a comment, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. It appears there are currently no questions at this time. Please continue.
That concludes our presentation for today. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us or call us. The contact details are on the last slide of the presentation. Thank you again for joining us today.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.